Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Time to chat with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Nice enough to join us. And man, oh man, I wanted to talk to you 5 minutes after this whole Bucks thing, Mike, because this has just got my head turning and scratching. And you saw this coming. We talked to you a few weeks ago, and you kind of hinted, Mike, a little bit that there was something strange going on in a press conference where Adrian Griffin didn't reprimand the team. And did you kind of feel something weird going on the last few weeks?
Well, yeah, and even when I had a chance to first meet him, you know, when you're in a room with these guys, these NBA, NFL coaches, you know, when they walk in the room, the hair stands up on the back of your neck. There's just some sort of an energy or aura. And honestly, when Adrian comes into the room, it's like the pastor of the church has entered. I mean, he's a great guy, a great, you know, connection person, but it's, you know, and not to say that, you know, he puts people at ease and all that. He's a hard worker. But I just, you know, at the end of the day, I wondered if he was so concerned in his first time as an NBA head coach that he was so concerned about, you know, doing something where he could lose the locker room. And instead, you know, he ended up losing his job. But, no, I was shocked that he got fired, you know, where they were. And so, you know, I'll go back. First of all, you know, Adrian Griffin is a guy who played in the league, was known as a defensive player. He was actually, at the end of his career as a player, was playing for the Bucks, and the team said, you know, we're moving on from his player, but, you know, you're a smart guy. Can we keep you around as an assistant coach? And that's actually how he got into this. So he's an assistant coach for different teams. Then he was with the Raptors when they actually beat the Bucks and went on to win the NBA championship. I think it was back in 2019 already. It's been that long ago. The Bucks, you know, decided to move on from Coach Bud because, you know, he was not making some in-game adjustments. And I've heard that actually late last spring, the Bucks had gone after a veteran, Kelvin Simpson, and Monty Williams, who ended up taking the Pistons job. But those guys went for like double the money that the Bucks were willing to pay at the time. And so they moved on to this pick with Adrian Griffin. There was other guys that they talked to. Nick Nurse, who was the head coach for 2 or 3 years of the Raptors, he was there the year that they won the NBA championship. He got fired. And, you know, the word is that Giannis met briefly with Nurse, and he didn't like that guy as a coach, maybe because he played against him or something. But he liked Adrian Griffin, and, you know, that was one of the boxes that were checked. So the team went on, and they hired Adrian. But there was this one moment, and maybe I sent this tape to you earlier in the week. I just couldn't believe this. They had this wonderful welcoming party. You know, this is the new era. Adrian Griffin, new head coach, first African-American coach for the NBA Bucks. And we're standing out there in this terrace that they've got, and they've got music and food and dignitaries from all over the state. And the team was nice enough to let me have just a brief one-on-one with Coach, the new coach. And then I said to him at the end of the day, I said, so how'd you find out you got the job? Because here's this guy, he's 49 years old. He's worked his whole life to get to this moment, to be a new head coach. And of all, it's one of the teams that he played for and where he got his start as a coach in the NBA. And he said, he turned to the PR guy and said, can I tell this story? And the guy nodded like, yeah, okay, it's, you know, it's Mike, sure, no problem. He goes, all right, so he said, I met with the Bucks on Tuesday, and met with him on Wednesday. Thursday was off, and then Friday morning, my agent called me and said, listen, I think we're on the one-yard line. I think we're that close to getting this job. They've called and asked if you'll come in again today. And so, you know, leave the hotel, get dressed, get over there. Don't blow this. Just, you know, don't say anything. Just see what they want. But I think they're going to offer you the job today. Okay. So he goes in there. He goes upstairs into Wes Edens' office. Yeah. And there's the new co-owner, Jimmy Haslam, who's the guy who, you know, owns the Cleveland Browns. And John Horst and Peter, and, you know, the rest of the guys from the front office. And so, you know, just kind of chatting and kind of kidding around and whatnot. And Wes keeps looking at his phone. And then at some point, he looks down, and then he holds the phone across the desk to Adrian and says, "Whoa, look at this. If Woj says it, it must be true." And he's talking about the NBA insider for ESPN. And, it, you know, the post is, "Milwaukee Bucks hire Adrian Griffin, next head coach."
Oh, jeez.
And that's how they told him he got the job.
So at one point, this is how many coaches for Giannis now? How many?
Five.
Five. So at what point, Mike, at what point do we stop, as a Bucks fan, stop being concerned about the coach losing the locker room and start being concerned about the GM and the owner losing the locker room and being kind of a laughingstock of the NBA saying, what are they doing there? Why would I want to go there? Look, they can't figure out who they want as a coach for the best player in the league.
You know, Dave Cone is the play-by-play guy for the Bucks on the Bucks Radio Network, which we carry on a lot of our sister stations.
Yeah.
And they had this game against the Cleveland Cavaliers where Cleveland jumped out. They're an average team. They're a good team, but they're an average team. They jump out 22-2 in the first 6 minutes of the game. Milwaukee ends up losing by 40. 40. Yeah. This is a team that, thinks they should be in the finals and be a winner again this year after picking up Damian Lillard. And toward the end of the game, you hear the play-by-play announcer, who's with the team every minute, every hour of every day, say, "Wow, yeah, I wonder what Giannis is going to have to say about this." Because he was out of the game that night with a shoulder contusion, Bruce's right shoulder. And I thought, okay, that's a red flag. I mean, shouldn't you be concerned about what the coach is going to say about this?
Yeah.
And sure enough, Adrian went to the microphone and said, "Yeah, we got to do better. Yeah, when I know the schedule." It was just all, this is where you start throwing stuff, This is where you let the media know and you let those players know, this is unacceptable. And that's where I thought, But I still, when I got that text Tuesday, I mean, I had to check and double check, is this a hoax?
Yeah, well, we are in an era, we know, where the players have a lot more power now than they ever have in the NBA. We know that for sure. Whether or not that's the case with the Bucks is, that's never going to come out, because Giannis is never going to come out and say, "Yeah, I wanted him fired."
No. Well, and Giannis did talk the other night, and he said, "Sure, I'm in meetings, I have things to say, but I'm not in there deciding who's going to be the next coach and those kinds of things. I kind of make my comments and then I move on. I'm focused on playing at night." But here's the other thing that we learned, that the new head coach, Doc Rivers, played for Marquette for Hank Remmons back in the early 80s, NBA career, now has been a longtime coach, took the Boston Celtics to a championship in 2008, just did a three-year run with the 76ers, and they let him go to bring in Nick Nurse, a younger guy. Doc had been, when they had that in-season tournament last month in Vegas, the Bucks had brought in Doc Rivers to help consult the team.
Okay.
To help Adrian, and say, it's like, here's what you've got to do to get these guys to play a better defense.
Yeah.
And so when you hear that, it's like, oh, see, this has been going on for months.
Yeah. The big question is, for a Bucks fan, Mike, is are the Bucks better with Damian Lillard than they were with Drew Holiday? With Drew Holiday's defense, obviously Damian's a great offensive player, but that's a big question, right?
I suppose. And I that means that also the next move is, who are they going to trade to get maybe a better defensive player, a guy who, actually can, play that? Because it's not like you're going to change some of these guys, to run up and down the court and be better on defense. So, I've heard a couple of trade scenarios, and, they put out names and those kinds of things. I got some really good inside information the other night about things that they could do or things that maybe have actually been discussed as far back as last summer during the summer league play in Vegas. So, I expect there might be another trade in the works to complete this deal, and they probably want to do that once they got Doc Rivers in the building and talking about that. But he's got a deal now that's like 3.5 years and $40 million. So they're going to pay him $10 million a year to bring in a veteran to get them to the finals this time.
Yeah, and I get it. I get it all. I understand why the Bucks are doing it. When you got a guy like Giannis, that's why you're winning. And teams would love to have a guy like Giannis, so you do everything you can to make the guy happy, right?
Yeah, but, this gets back to the owner and somewhat the GM, like, why did you hire this guy in the first place? I mean, you know, shouldn't you have really had a solid idea as to who you wanted to replace Coach Bud with before you got a guy that probably isn't a head coach?
Yeah, yeah. All right. How are the Badgers doing? How are their Wisconsin team doing? Badgers, Marquette struggled a little bit lately, but Badgers doing okay in the Big Ten, right?
They are. Greg Gard, even, you know, coaching through the flu bug. he was really messed up the other night. It ended up being his 100th career victory. They got some bad news about their backup point guard out with a knee and foot injury indefinitely, and that kind of hurts the team. But, you know, they're playing Greg Gard kind of basketball right now. They're good on defense. They always get some guy that steps up with 18, 20 points a night or something. And tonight they're going to host Michigan State and Tom Izzo at the Kohl Center tonight. So they're chugging along. They're doing pretty good. They're on top of the Big Ten Conference right now.
Yeah, Wall went back to his old state of Minnesota and got a nice win at the barn there. That was nice for him to get that done.
Right, against the Gophers. I think that's 7 in a row now.
Yeah, we'll talk Joe Barry next week. How about that? So we got the whole offseason to talk about Joe Barry. So we'll do that.
We'll probably know who his replacement is by then.
Yeah, we should, Mike. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Clemens, he's our guy, our 98Q sports reporter, and he's there in the locker room and covering all that stuff. And we look forward to chatting with him again next Friday and each Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Justice in The Hague demanding that Israel take steps to prevent acts considered genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The court, however, stopping short of ordering an immediate halt of military operations. Israel insists it will do whatever is necessary to defend itself. An Alabama man put to death using a new form of execution, nitrogen gas. The UN Human Rights Office says it is experimental and could amount to torture.
Rather than looking for novel untested methods to execute people, let's just bring an end to the death penalty. This is an anachronism that doesn't belong in the 21st century.
UN human rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani. Donald Trump eyeing the White House, now urging congressional Republicans to reject a bipartisan deal on the border. Sources say Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has told his conference they don't want to undermine the former president, but they have a job to do, and this puts Republicans in a bind. This is ABC News. The manslaughter trial of Ethan Crumbley's mother continues in Michigan. Jennifer Crumbley, charged in connection with the teenager's shooting spree, killing 4 classmates at Oxford High School in Michigan in 2021. The prosecution calling her negligent. ABC's Trevor Ault is covering it.
Prosecutor laid out, at least in their opening statements, the fact that these parents bought a gun for their 15-year-old, that leading up to the shooting, at one point, the shooter was caught looking up ammunition in class, and the school contacted the parents, which they ignored the school. And then the mother, Jennifer Crumbley, texted her son, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn how not to get caught.
The defense expected to argue she was not aware of any signs her son would ever open fire. Ethan Crumbley is currently serving life in prison. LeBron James making history again. He is the first NBA player named to all 20 All-Star teams. The L.A. Laker pick for the Western Conference and next month's All-Star game in Indianapolis. James is in his 21st NBA season. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin legislature is sending a bill to Governor Evers to force wildlife managers to set a cap on the state's wolf population. The idea is popular with hunters and farmers. The Department of Natural Resources adopted a wolf management plan last fall without a hard cap. The FBI says more teenage boys are victims of extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox says scam artists will pretend to be an attractive girl, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if they don't pay.
Fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. Unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
Cox urges parents to discuss sextortion with their kids. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. January 27th from noon to 2 at the First Presbyterian Church in Phillips, there will be a free children's bingo sponsored by the Phillips Moose Lodge, number 2661, and the Phillips Public Library. All children in kindergarten through 8th grade can play, although kindergartners and first graders must be accompanied by a caregiver. There will be 15 games of regular bingo, and bingo winners will win a book that can be selected from age-appropriate tables.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th-ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
All right, shopping show time. Good news for our snowball throwdown showdown for Monday. The wheel has been fixed. Listen to this. Ah, yeah, the wheel is fixed. So the wheel will return on Monday for the snowball throwdown showdown. Each morning I'm here, and most afternoons when Gray's around, not a guarantee, but we'll try to give you an idea on that. We got a lot of shopping show savings. Austin's wheels are spinning. He is fired up, ready to go for the shopping show. Kicks it off with a big stretchy yawn. And Mr. Big G is also in the studio. Oh, he's not even put the headset on. You don't need a headset.
It's great
Big
how you
G.
gave me no. such an intro. I like how you gave me such an intro with Big G. It's just like, Big G's here.
Well, when I look over at you, Austin, and I'm thinking, all right, shopping show, and I see a wide open yawn, I'm just like, oh, he's fired up.
Big G's, a great morning.
Big G's always fired up and ready.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Boy, a big weekend coming up. Winterfest in Phillips.
Yeah.
I'll be there, Bader Sports Center, courtesy of Bader Sports Center. I'll be broadcasting live there tomorrow.
So is your base going to be right there? You're going to be right there hanging out at Bader's?
Right at Bader's there. I'm hoping to get Laura from the chamber to come over, or maybe I'm mobile too, so I might pop in at one of the events. We'll see.
All right. You bet. Phillips people have been warned. Big G is mobile tomorrow.
You betcha. All right. Live on the air, live on location at Bader Sports Center.
Be sure you're fully insured.
Next to Cobb's Grocery Store there. So.
All right, gentlemen.
Looking forward to it.
Let's get some shopping show savings out to our folks here. Dig in.
All right, we're going to start out with the Five Senses. They're located in the restored 1920s fire station right there in Phillips. They got gourmet cookware, foods, cutlery, a unique wine selection, children's books, toys, and more. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $6, one per customer, please, in the Five Senses in Phillips.
And then we move over to Ashton Honda Toyota, where you can schedule a service online or by phone. They accommodate your busy schedule with competitive pricing and a night drop-off service, along with a shuttle service and a loaner program. While your service work is being addressed, they have access to over 2,000 new or used trucks, cars, and SUVs. This is a general certificate, good towards any service. It has a value of $40, and we're going to sell it to you for $24.
All right. Badger's Den Sports Bar in Phillips, located on Kearney Road W in Phillips. Entertainment all summer long. Check out their bar and music venue there this summer. And also they got a great steak night on Thursday night. Friday is the Parmesan beer battered crusted fish fry. Happy hour from late night happy hour on Fridays, starting at 8 o'clock. And home recipe pizzas available anytime from the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please.
Well, I think I just figured out where I'm going next Friday.
There you go. Big Dipper. They're located on Shady Knoll Road, about 18 miles from Fifield there. Wednesday is the home-cooked choice special. And Friday, fish fry with deep-fried cod, walleye, including coleslaw, bread, choice, home-cooked hand-cut fries, homemade potato chips. And I understand they got some, what are those, walleye bites or something?
Angry walleye bites. I personally tried those. Those are good.
How are they? They're good, definitely. Are they spicy or what are they like?
They're not terribly spicy, actually. They've just got good flavor to them.
All right. And I guarantee you're not going to leave the bar or table hungry when you go there.
Oh, you never will. In fact, you're probably
going to. When you go there for dinner.
Oh, yeah. And you're probably going to want a preemptive to-go box.
Yeah, maybe for you.
Well, I mean, I know for you, you could order two of their meals and still ask for dessert.
All right, so they got entertainment there on the weekends. Check out their Facebook page. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those off for $12. One per caller, please, and a Big Dipper in Shady Knoll Road, Park Falls. All right, another great place to eat, Burgers Bar and Grill. They're located right on Highway 13 there, next to A&W. We've got over 30 different burger choices. 5 variations of fries. Yeah, and Thursday night is what, Austin?
That's a great question.
The special Yippee-ki-yay steak night over at Burgers Bar and Grill.
It's been a while since I've done the shopping show.
All right.
I kind of forgot the specials.
All right, and then followed up on Friday night with a spotted cow fish fry. Saturday is barbecue night. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per caller, please. Burgers Bar and Grill.
Great burgers there.
You betcha.
Last I checked, they had stuffed burgers, too.
Oh, yeah. There's olive burger. I mean, there's so many choices over there.
It's incredible.
Stop in there and see them. Ricardo and Jay down there. All right. CarQuest Auto Parts. They're right here in Park Falls. They handle all your car care needs from accessories, oils, filters, polish, and more. General certificates valued at $20. So it's all for $12. One per caller, please. Going right downtown to Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls, also up on Main Street in Ashland. Man, you go into the showroom there, I mean, I love stopping there. I always get you a little cat nap there while I'm there on one of their beautiful sectionals. And got tons of recliners in the store, 3 floors of furniture, including 2-sided mattresses, dining sets, and more. And we've got an area rug on the show today. It's a 5x7 silver, white, and charcoal rug there. You can stop down and see that right at the store there and go on our website, 98qcountry.com. You can shop 24/7 there. And that's a $200 value. We're going to sell that for $100 today. So go if you want a nice rug for basically half price, $100, stop in there, Shawamigan Home Furnishings.
So is that how you rate
Downtown Park Falls.
Is that how you rate furniture then? 5 stars. I could nap on it.
Yep.
That's the Big G personal seal.
That's just my that's my afternoon break in the afternoon when I go there for advertising. There, talk to Marcus and Trent and Dave down there. It's a family. It's a family run business down there, and always great to talk to those guys. So, all right, another great business right across the street from Shawamigan Home Furnishings is the Cowgirl Daisy Boutique. They're located with Inside Fights Ice Cream down there, right downtown. She offers specialty coffee mugs, custom made to order. They've got Bluetooth in those mugs. Can you believe that? You can sit and drink your coffee and listen to the radio.
That's incredible to think about.
Or listen to the music online. I shouldn't say that. You can listen to the radio too, because you can stream us at Civic Media.
On the Civic Media mobile app.
Download Absolutely. The Civic Media mobile. You see how I just cruised right into that?
Wonderful segue.
A little bumpy, but you know.
As a reminder, anyway, the app is free.
Yep. Download the Civic Media app on your phone. You can listen to 98Q Country and all our stations at Civic Media Group. All right. Kendra down there, she's prints shirts, graphic designs and everything. Got a crazy corner there with unique retail items. And we've got $25 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $15. One per caller, please.
Got stuff in there. I've heard a lot about it, and I've always been super curious.
All right. Double D's, Pub and Pizza. I know you've been probably practicing and... What's that?
Cowgirl Daisies for the tumbler. The certificate's actually for the tumbler.
Oh, it's for the tumbler.
Yes,
okay.
Specifically for the tumbler.
All right, I have a little correction here. Yes, the $25 certificates are for a personalized tumbler down there. So, and you can get that for $15. Just call Kendra down there at 417-274-1896 and get your own personal tumbler made up by her. $25 value. And I sell that, get a certificate here for $15 and have a unique keepsake.
Specifically for that.
All right.
That seems like such a cool thing, just to have a personalized thing.
Yeah, you bet. All right, Double D's Pub and Pizza, or should I say Double D's? Hey, you're just a little, you turn the volume up a little bit.
I'm getting better. I'm a little short of breath today.
All right. Double D's Pub and Pizza, they serve over a dozen specialty pizzas, sandwiches. They got tacos on Tuesday, pizza specials on Wednesday. Friday, try to oven bake cod, fish fry. Carry out or sit at the bar and dine in. They got a dining area there. Can accommodate up to 32 guests. And $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. Some Double D's Pub and Pizza located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin. One per table, please.
That is some good pizza there.
You betcha. All right, I'll do one more and I'll let you get going because I know you're probably getting kind of bored listening to me. So.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're pretty entertaining.
All right. Adam Gavanzo, Mexican restaurant. They're located right on Lake Avenue in Phillips, right downtown there on Main Street. They serve up authentic Mexican food as well as a variety of American dishes. House specials include stuffed avocado, chili poblano, or try one of the volcano balls. Let's not forget about Taco Tuesdays with $1.49 margaritas and top it all off with some deep fried ice cream. Carry out or dine in. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6. One per table, please.
I say this every time we do this, but gosh, I have to stop at that restaurant.
You betcha.
I'm super curious still about their, what was that, deep fried ice cream?
Deep fried ice, yep. The service is quick and great place to eat. All right, you can go ahead and
fire up
the next one.
We've got the Fanatical Fish Gallery and Studio over in Butternut. They are a quaint retail art gallery located on Main Street, where you can see the beautiful murals done by gallery owner Kelly Meredith and unique artwork displayed by several local area artists. You can also purchase a variety of handcrafted jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and paintings. We have a $25 certificate that we're going to sell to you for $12.
All right. Filling station, located in the old ice cream shop. We're sold out at the moment, so hopefully we'll have some more of those on next week.
That's still such a good place to go.
You betcha. All right, so we're going to take a ride over to Mercer, the Home Slice Pizza. They're located on Serrano Road over there in Mercer. You can take out pizza by the slice, or you can take out and delivery. They also serve subs, wings, salads, many delicious sides. And we've got a $20 certificate here, good for anything on the menu. Sell it out for $12, one per customer, please, at Home Slice Pizza, located on Serrano Road in Mercer, Wisconsin. All right, Home Healthy RX. We've got a $500 general certificate here towards a Sweet Air Flow service. And they're located at 2nd Avenue North there. A gentleman's name is Barry. You can call him at 608-222-9050. And this is for area basement waterproofing. He's a specialist. He specializes in working with seals, drain tile, as well as ventilation, other basement solutions. General certificate worth $500 towards a Sweet Airflow service includes both new vent and fan installation, mold mitigation measures, and so forth. And we'll sell that today, $200 off for $300 for that $500 certificate from Home Healthy RX. One per caller, please. All right, Impact Cleaning. They're located right on 1st Avenue in Park Falls there. Professionals performing carpet cleaning, duct cleaning, upholstery cleaning, disaster remediation, odor removal, power washing, sewage cleanup, complete trash outs, fire and smoke mediation. We'll work with any insurance companies. Certificate good towards carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, or duct cleaning. Valued at $75. We'll sell that for $45 today. All right. Go ahead there, Austin.
Alrighty, we're moving over to Island City Lanes and Lounge in Minocqua. It is a 12-lane bowling facility with well-oiled lanes and a pro shop with computerized scoring. Tuesday, they have $3 tacos with all the fixing. Thursday, peel and eat shrimp. Sorry for the pause there. Somebody texted me. Friday, fish fry with homemade pizzas and more. They're also serving lunch and dinner daily. They're offering birthday party packages where you can book your date now. They also hold bowling tournaments. Call 715-356-7779 for dates and details. We have a general certificate good for food, drink, bowling, and a pro shop. Value of $20, and we'll sell it to you for $12. One per customer, please.
All right. Jack's Corner Bar. Boy, big party coming up there again, February 24th. It's a prohibition party, so stop in there. They got some great music and great drink specials, and should be a fun night, February 24th. Listen to 98Q Country for more details on that. And, of course, they're located on Cedar Street here in Park Falls. They got a great deep-fried chicken special served every day of the week. Their Monday is their Mexican night. They close Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday's burger night. Friday is the fish fry with a salad bar. Saturday gets set for pork and dumplings in the afternoon, and sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner with salad bar on Saturday night. Breakfast is served on Sunday. And we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please, from Jack's Corner Bar right on Cedar Street in Park Falls. Sponsors of our 98Q Country Polka Show on Saturday morning.
And then we're sliding over to Jen's Butternut Cafe in, obviously, Butternut. Right off of Highway 13, they've got homemade bread every day with Kiss My Grits Thursday, which is two eggs smothered in grits with your choice of meat. A Friday fish fry with grilled or deep-fried cod, fish tacos, bluegill basket. They also serve a full menu. We have a general certificate with a value of $10, and we will sell it to you for $6. Be sure to call the station at 715-762-3221, and you can always find our shop and show online at 98QCountry.com.
All right. Heading on to Phillips, Highway 13, the intersections of Highway 13 and 111, is John Seymour Corner Bar and Grill, home of the original Smash Burger. Features two beef patties with onion and cheese stuffed in the middle, and on both layers. Served on a brioche bun. Also got the Texas toast with Philly meat and cheese, onions. One thing John never does, he never skimps on the cheese. Got great sandwiches, wraps, and appetizers there as well. Friday is includes Friday fish fry with 4 ounce cod hand. Breaded fillets, fries, coleslaw, rye bread, two or three piece, all for under $12. Follow them on Facebook. General certificates today, $20 value. We'll sell those out for $12 from John's 3 Mile Corner Bar and Grill in Phillips.
Such a one good per place
caller,
to eat.
Please.
I love that betcha. Place.
Lots of great places to eat up here.
Absolutely.
All right. Just here yesterday, the Lakewood Cafe, Hayward, Wisconsin. Right on Railroad Street there. Thank you to Andy there. He actually bought my supper last night. I had the Texas burger, which is a fresh charbroiled half-pound burger with bacon, barbecue sauce, onions, and an onion ring right in the middle of it. So it's a heck of a burger.
You're making me hungry.
Yep. Great fries. He's got breakfast and lunch and dinner there anytime. And they got tasty soups, smelts, and man, talk about pies. I selected the banana cream last night, but there was probably almost a dozen pie choices there. It was hard to decide.
You're making me regret skipping breakfast.
Yep. So try the Lakewood Cafe. They ran on Hayward there, right on Railroad Street in Hayward, Wisconsin. We got certificates for $20. We'll sell those out for $12. One per customer, please. All right. Lakewoods Resort and Cable. They're located right around Lake Nemecagon. Enjoy lakeside dining as you look at the lake there. Friday, fish fry, Icelandic cod, or walleye. Try their fabulous Sunday buffet. General certificates valued at $20. We'll sell those for $12 today. These certificates may not be used on special holiday buffets, Christmas, Easter, and so forth. And we'll sell those for $12. One per table, please. Meister's Bar and Grill.
I love the name.
Another great place to eat there. Try the original Meister Burger. You can dine in or carry out or sit on the patio. Man, it's almost getting nice enough to sit on the patio. It's supposed to be like 35 or 37 degrees today.
Yeah, we're getting back into the heat wave.
Yeah. You can also place your order online at maestersbarandgrill.com. Try one of their great sandwiches like the mushroom cheese steak or the crispy chicken. Also have wraps. Yeah, and one thing about Meister's, the grill's always on. Jennifer's there. She'll whip you up something to eat. And $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $12. One per customer, please. All right. Fairly new business, Moose Jaw. They're located on Shady Knoll Road, east of Fifield here, about 20 miles. Jason and Angie there, they make delicious up north cuisine, like their torachos. I think I'm saying that right.
The heck is that?
Yeah, that's something interesting. Huh. I know Gray had one. If you haven't had chili, you haven't had Greg's chili. They got a great chili there. Torachos are actually, I think they're tater tots in kind of made up like a taco array of fixings.
Tachos.
Okay.
Oh. Your tachos.
All right.
Get your tachos, Moose Jaw.
That sounds really good.
And what are they?
Tater tot nachos.
Right on that. Okay, tater tot nachos. Tater tot. Right. So they're tachos. Okay. All right. Well, we got that corrected. All right. Stop by for mini golf in the summer months. You can come by car. Or you can come by trail on ATV. They have only got snow right off the snowmobile trail there, but fortunately our trails are not open yet. And we've got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $6, one per caller, please. A Moose Jaw.
I have to try those tachos now. You guys got me onto them. I got to try.
Yep.
Them.
MSC Creations, new business, Missy, Callie, and Stormy. This is where family meets creativity. They do customized clothing, memorable picture slates, mugs, coasters, a lot of keepsake ornaments. If you've got an idea, they can bring it to reality. Visit them inside Dakota Door at 338 Division Street right here in Park Falls. And we've got $25 certificates on the show today from MSC Creations. We'll sell those for $17. One per caller, please.
Sounds like an interesting business.
Yep, very.
It's always nice to have something customized. It's great for a gift or anything.
Personalized, a keepsake, memories. So, all right, I'll let you take the next one.
Alrighty, Northern Lights in the Lanes over on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. They've got great food with specials every day from pizzas, sandwiches, wings, fish fries, and so much more. They offer bowling and two golf simulators. We have here a bowling party special, which includes 1 hour of bowling for five kids, one 16-inch pizza, and two pitchers of soda. It has a value of $40, and we will sell it to you for $28, one per customer, please.
All right. Panasia Oriental Market, they're located in the Southside Shopping Center, just down from Subway, right near True Value Hardware there. They welcome any suggestions you may have for their store as far as ethnic food or any items you like to see carried in the market. Market offers around the world shopping experience with several types of fish, luncheon meats, pastas, sauces, fruits, snacks, and more. And they welcome EB and Food Share customers. We got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those for $6. One per customer, please. From Panasia Oriental Market, located right over here in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls.
I love that place.
Park Falls Family Restaurant. Jesus and Josephina over there and family are always cooking up some great food over there. Boy, I got a menu the menu is just so many options there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hard to decide what to have.
I was there recently, and you could spend just a half hour alone staring at the menu. Pages through that menu,
yep. One thing I like, if I have a little later, I call it kind of my brunch. If I have a little later breakfast, it's a breakfast and lunch combination together. Mm-hmm. It's the two-piece. It's the two French toasts, the two eggs, the bacon strips, and I always put a side of hash browns on there.
Gotta have the hash browns.
And a side of toast there. So that would be the big G recommendation for a late breakfast if you miss your breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, the other day I had their house skillet, and if you want it to be even better than it already is, which is very hard to do since it's so good, get your eggs over easy. Because then they can be nice and runny and go over the entire thing.
Oh, okay. Nice. And we got $10 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those up for $6, one per table, please.
It's a great place.
All right, Patchouli Garden. They're located on Division Street next to the Park Mall there, right here in downtown Park Falls. They have homemade bath and body products made right in the store. Make over 300 products right in the store. They also got CBD along with essential oils. Supplements are also available. Store is filled with great gift ideas, including homemade soy candles, 60 different fragrances available, plus greeting cards and other unique Park Falls souvenirs. Stop in store or shop online at the website at patchouligarden.org. Also, our products featured at Amazon and Walmart as well. And we've got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $12 and one per customer, please.
Need to take a quick break, guys. We'll be back with more shopping show savings in a moment.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Mercer's favorite place for great food, cocktails, and fun is the famous Around the Corner Pub. They have built their success on refreshing cocktails and hearty pub food served quickly. Every night is a special. Sunday, it's an open-faced sandwich, beef, or chicken. Monday, it's wings. Tuesday, it's Mexican. Wednesday, it's smelt. Thursday, it's beef or chicken sliders. Friday, there's a great fish fry and chicken. And Saturday, it's ribs. As always, you can order off their large menu that also includes pizza. Around the Corner Pub, located right on Railroad Street in Mercer.
Discover the charm at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99 while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Fraser's Mercantile.
Step into Leisure City, where winter warmth meets unbeatable deals. With top-tier hot tubs from Hot Springs, Vita, Nordic, and Free Flow. All available with 0% financing for up to 60 months for qualified buyers. Dive into luxury without breaking the bank. But wait, there's more. Introducing Heat Track, your ultimate solution to icy pathways and frosty stairs. These heated electric floor mats ensure safety and comfort wherever you roam, perfect for homes and offices alike. Don't miss out. Leisure City, the perfect blend of warmth, savings, and comfort, and beyond.
As we roll into the new year, it's time to make sure your vehicle is road ready for the conditions. That's where Goodyear comes in. Right now, you can get up to $100 back by online or mail-in rebate on a select set of Goodyear or Dunlop tires. Plus, you can get an added bonus of up to $100 when you use the Goodyear credit card. Ask an associate which Goodyear tire will keep you moving ahead this season. Offer valid until March 31st, 2024. The Goodyear credit card is subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Stop by D&D Tire and Auto Center today. You can find us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, or at www.ddtireandauto.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. next to McDonald's.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com. All right, we are back, and we are just flying through some great shopping show savings here. I've been talking about all the great businesses here up here in the North Woods. A lot of great places to dine and eat up here, as well as shop. And so my message is shop locally and enjoy the North Woods.
Absolutely. All local right. Businesses, they need us now more than ever, considering that snowmobile trails are not open.
Yep,
so fortunately they are not open. So absolutely go out and support them.
All right, mainstay, another mainstay, Phillips, is the Phillips Cafe. They're located right on 13 there, right on the main street there. Get large portions of great-tasting food served by a staff that treats you like family. They're value-priced. Stop in Tuesday for Mexican Nights, four-piece chicken dinner on Wednesdays, and Friday is the area's only Atlantic cod fish fry. We've got $5 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those out for $3, one per table, please, in the Phillips Cafe.
Remember to call us here at the station at 715-762-3221 for any of these wonderful certificates. And you can always find our shopping show online at 90aqcountry.com.
All right. Speaking of great places to eat, Ridge Runners is no exception. They're located in Butternut there. And they've got great... Great homemade brisket, great pulled pork, ribeye steaks, sandwiches, or sink your teeth in a half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat right there next door from Heritage Meats, from farm to table, guaranteed fresh and delicious. Friday, try their homemade tartar sauce. It's excellent. I can vouch for that. Yeah, we got $20 certificates on the show today. We'll sell those all for $12. One per caller, please. Some Ridge Runners.
That's another great
located,
place.
Located right on Main Street there in Butternut, Wisconsin. All right, the Rocky Road Boutique. They've got two locations, right in Phillips and one in Stetsonville. They offer special clothing for all the ladies in your life, from sizes small to 3X. They also have a wide variety of styles and brands, including Can-Can jeans, Ampers Avenue hoodies, Blowfish shoes, blenders. Also have seasonal items like Cupshe swimsuits, children's and men's swimwear as well. Both locations carry a ton of accessories, including jewelry, purses, footwear, and more to help you complete that perfect ensemble. Certificates are redeemable at both Stetsonville and Phillips locations. They're $20 value, and we'll sell them out for $12. One per customer, please. All right, I'll let you take the next one there, Austin.
All righty, we've got Roundup over here in Park Falls, where they have a great Friday fish fry featuring deep-fried or broiled haddock or shrimp, or you can try one of their combo platters, such as the broiled haddock and chicken, or the chicken and shrimp, plus some others that we don't have listed here. They've got great bar baskets and sandwiches and burgers. You can also try their baked baby red potatoes. We have a $20 general food and beverage certificate, which we will sell to you for $12.
All right. Okay, Sherry's Pub and Grub. They're located over in Minocqua there, right on Highway 70. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. They dine in style with a beautiful lakeside view of Curtis Lake right there in Minocqua. Try their eye-opening green olive burger or mix up the norm with the chicken bacon ranch pizza. Sherry's always got something in the works, and her weekly, or you can have her weekly roasted chicken special. General certificates today valued at $25. The sale is off for $15. One per caller, please.
I've got to stop by there because I have to know what the Green Olive Burger is.
You bet. Yep, they're right there on the Highway 70 as you're coming into Minocqua. All right, St. Vincent's de Paul. They're located right on Lake Avenue there in Phillips, right downtown. This is the Phillips Resale Store. It's the vehicle which drives the outreach program for assistance to families given in need. You purchase goes right back to help those in the community. Donations are welcome. St. Vincent's appreciates a call prior to drop-off at 715-339-6979. Bell has a large selection of items, new items arriving daily. General certificates at $10, which sells out for $6 from St. Vincent's de Paul's in Phillips. All right, the Trade Post. They're located across right from the New Forward Bank here in Park Falls. They buy and sell quality items. They specialize in rare coins and jewelry. Also buy quality antiques, tools, electronics, collectibles, and more. Put some money in your pockets. Go see Tom or Jane down there and see what they can offer for your items. Pop in or call the Trade Post at 715-518-9271. General certificates good for anything in the store except coins and jewelry. $10 certificates. Sell us for $6. One per caller, please. All right, Trailside Bar and Grill. They're located right on Highway 13 there in Phillips, so you can come by trail off of Trail 220. People rave about their Friday fish fry. You can choose some perch, haddock, or jumbo shrimp. Don't forget about sensational burgers made with fresh meat right from Country Sausage right here in Phillips. Fun and friendly atmosphere, hosting pool leagues, dart leagues. They're located, like I said, they're located right off of Highway 13, or you can come by ATV off of Trail 220. General food and drink certificates valued at $10. The sale is up for $6 today from the Trailside Bar and Grill in Phillips. All right, you can take the next one there, Austin.
We've got Vici's Pub here in Park Falls, where you can stop in for great homemade pizzas, sub sandwiches, half-pound all-beef dogs, and baked appetizers. You can also enjoy specialty drinks, including coconut margaritas, vodka barrels, gin drinks, tap and craft beers, and you can see Facebook for their latest menu updates. You can also sit on the patio, which is dog-friendly. The weather here might actually be good enough to do that pretty fairly soon. You can dine in or carry out. We have a general certificate with a value of $20, and we will sell it to you for $12.
All right. Orgado and Truck Center. They're located right on Highway 13 in Phillips there. They do complete body, auto body repair. They do free estimates. All insurance work is welcome. They've got towing pretty much 24 hours a day. You can call them at 715-339-3313. They've got certificates here. They got a great selection of quality, well-inspected vehicles on the lot. There's good certificates here, good service certificate, good for anything, tire rotations, major repairs, body work, towing. And valued at $20. We'll sell those out for $12 today. One per caller, please. Some Morgan's Auto and Truck Center in Phillips.
As always, be sure to call us here at 715-762-3221 for any of these certificates, and you can find us always online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah, and if you want to be part of our shopping show, your business, you can contact myself, Big G, or Greg Gunderson. You can call us here at 715-762-3221. I think that's a wrap.
Is that it?
That's a wrap, I think.
All. Yep.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
it. Can't talk about any football this weekend, so.
No.
Detroit and the 49ers are playing, so I'm going to root for Detroit.
Finding it hard to root for Detroit, but I'm trying to dig deep down for
find
my
some,
fellow.
Find some, something in your soul.
My fellow Lions fans. I'm trying. But as a fan of a team that's never won the Super Bowl, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. We got our Titletown Report coming up in just a moment. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-285-5280. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-285-5280 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-285-5280 to see if you qualify. That's 800-285-5280.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maracas smell amazing. You could call them scent Maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Simon Restaurant, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin, with a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Or stop in, sit at table 19, and try my favorite, the Triple BLT. Now serving raspberry and peach iced teas, plus iced coffees in caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Simon Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week, honoring veterans with a 10% discount.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Now you look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
Packers wideout Christian Watson and defensive back Eric Stokes planning to visit Badger Athletic Performance on the UW campus to try to come up with some answers concerning their struggles with hamstring injuries. Both players missed considerable time with those injuries. The two combined for 24 missed games and 55 missed practices. Watson says he spent over $10,000 of his own money trying to come up with answers.
The money, you know, doesn't really matter to me, you know, as much as, you know, figuring it out and getting it taken care of. So, you know, I'm going to continue to, you know, do so and spend what I need to spend to get it taken care of. You know, hopefully once I get it taken care of, you know, I'll be able to maintain it a little bit better.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's an impact player. We see his value when he's going at full strength. His ability to make plays for us, explosive plays, and I mean, we're better when he's on the grass.
I'll have more after this.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pack-
Packers played most of the past season with no expectations, but following a trip to the divisional round of the playoffs and a year of starting experience for Jordan Love, well, things are going to be different next season.
The expectations going into this season are not going to be the same expectations going into next season, and they've earned that. But you better put in the work because nothing's guaranteed. They're going to have to get to work here quickly. Give a couple days to decompress and then get back on the grind.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37.